entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Yeah, boy. Your veins. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. And we have a very special show for you guys today. Every show is special, every show is sacred, as we take our time to share with you these ideas, these concepts that we intend to assist you in gaining a greater clarity, a greater understanding of your human experience. We are fulfilling our mission in this physical reality. As you know, everything is energetic, everything is vibration, right? The old saying goes, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And this is the show where we get to dive into the depths of that rabbit hole, but not go down too deep. Because that's where insanity starts. But it's okay, because you can always come back. As long as you learn how to focus your thoughts, align your thoughts, deliberately gauge how far you wish to go down that rabbit hole, and then use that information and use that knowledge to better yourself and mankind. This is what we have dedicated our lives to. It's what we believe this whole shift in consciousness is about. It's about becoming aware of your own power and then not getting an ego about that power, learning how to control that power, learning how to deliberately direct that power, that focus, that thought, that action, that energy, that expectation in a way that benefits you first and foremost, and then all that surround you. Welcome to the Vibration Station. First of all, I would like to say thank you from the depths of our heart for our sponsors. Today's show is actually sponsored by our creative family at Twitch. That's twitch.tv/midDream_LA. That's Twitch, twitch.tv/midDream, MIDDREAM_LA. Check them out. They're absolutely amazing. And actually, the opening song to Dave's Good Vibration Station was created by the brother that is actually the creative essence behind twitch.tv/midDream_LA. I actually have the honor and pleasure of joining them in their live broadcast tomorrow at 6 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you are around the world, make sure that you tune in for high vibration music, video streams, energy, and just a good old time, because that's what this life is about. They do their live broadcasts every weekday, Monday through Friday, starting at 6, and it's traditionally a 2 to 3 hour broadcast. You can live chat with them, ask them questions, post some comments, and we'll make sure to do our best. Well, they will make sure to do their best to respond to all the comments. So thank you, Divine Creative Family, at twitch.tv/midream_LA. Love you guys. Today's show is solely focused on learning how to disengage from the negative thoughts that no longer serve your highest and greatest good. And by doing so, you gain control over your thoughts and therefore over your reality. I have a very special guest. As you guys know, from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, we have her in the studio via cyberspace with us today. Welcome to the show, Doc. How you doing?
Hey, Davey. Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Oh, it's so nice for you to be here. I feel as if you're sitting right next to me in one of these extremely comfortable leather chairs here in our LA Talk Radio studio. But you and I are indeed connected via cyberspace, and we're also connected energetically.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. You know that.
Yeah. So, Doc, the reason why I brought you in on today's show is because of your expertise, because of your profound understanding of the mind, your profound understanding of the importance of staying positive, the importance of staying in a mental space that serves your higher self. Now, what do we mean by that when we say being in a mental space that serves your higher self? What would your definition of that be?
Well, I would just say find peacefulness by relaxing and not ruminate about so many things going on in your life. It's not focusing on the what-ifs, just my lucks, waiting for the other shoes to drop.
Yeah.
It's changing all that up, and we can do that with the power of our minds. We've proven this time and time again in many experiments.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, people are awakening to the reality that we can find what we want. We can get what we want.
Yeah.
And it's not about immediate manifestation. It's about being okay, about letting our lives unfold the way they should, and being the observer of the fascinating phenomenon and people around you, and not the complete feeler, emotional mess that torments your mind and therefore your body.
Yeah.
So that's what I think it's about.
Beautifully said. Couldn't have said it better myself. You are,
thanks.
You are indeed a wordsmith, Doc.
Aw.
and the way that you present your ideas, you know, they really resonate with the masses. You know, you have a wonderful following here on LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11 in the a.m.
Yes, I am.
And you also have a really profound impact in media. You know, you are Entertainment Tonight's, you know, body language expert for, you've been for, I mean, like Oprah, Lindsay Lohan, you know, how am I blanking? The Armstrong,
not Lance Armstrong.
Lance.
Oh boy, was that fun analyzing his body language.
Yeah, yeah. And then you've done everything in between. So I do, first and foremost, want to thank you for basically dedicating your life to assisting people in the better and greater understanding of who they are, why they are the way they are, and how to improve that, right? There's always
thank
room,
you.
Yeah, thank you. you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for expansion. We do operate in an ever-expanding universe, and science actually proves that. Modern science. I'm not talking about, you know, quantum physics, which actually really does prove all of these concepts and ideas. I'm talking about, you know, you look through the Hubble Space Telescope and you can see that the planets and the galaxies and the solar systems are expanding. They're getting further from each other. So
yes,
if we are beings on a planet in a solar system, in a galaxy, surrounded by trillions, if not quadrillions, if not quintillions or sextillions of, you know, other galaxies with other planets and other life forms, right? Then who's to say that expansion stops at human consciousness? That would be absolutely ridiculous. And it actually would defy the laws. It would defy the laws of physics, right? So if we if we live and we operate in an ever-expanding universe, then that means that we, as individuals, which do contain the entire cosmos within our DNA.
Yes, absolutely.
Are expanding constantly. So this show is dedicated. Today's show, I mean, obviously, Dave's Good Vibration Station in and of itself is dedicated to the very essence of expanding into a greater version of yourself. That's why we do what we do, and that's why we are so passionate about doing so. But this show specifically with you, Dr. Michelle, on this Sunday, is wholeheartedly dedicated to showing people how they can slow down the negative thoughts, almost to a point to where they can stop them and learn very quickly how to shift that negative thought into a positive, right? As above, so below. As within, so without. So that moment that we get that spark of negativity, that moment that we get that spark of an energetic thought that doesn't feel like it's serving us. And how do we know that it's not serving us? It doesn't feel good, as Abraham Hicks teaches us, right?
Right.
The only difference between a thought that is in alignment with higher self, that is in alignment with your source, that is in alignment with all that is, versus a thought that is in alignment with the ego mind, and I'm not putting down the ego mind, because actually the relationship between ego and source is the most beautiful relationship in the universe. That's what gives us the ability to decipher between what we do like and what we don't like. And the ego provides us profound contrast. But when we get wrapped up in the idea of what the ego mind is sharing with us, and we kind of forget that there is this divine orchestration of energy that is blowing to us and through us at all times, that we actually have the power to manipulate and direct and divert in certain ways, in deliberate ways. That is when we truly empower ourselves to a state that we previously did not have access to. And that is precisely why you are here on the show with us today. Love it. So, Doc, I'm going to spin, I'm just going to spin into a question real quick, okay? So here we are talking about how to release, you know, negative thoughts, how to embody higher self, which is basically what we talk about almost every weekend, just focused on a different facet or a different angle of human consciousness, right? Whether it be the micro to the macro. But how, as a psychologist and as a spiritual psychologist, how do you rationalize talking to someone that has had such a terrible and painful upbringing, to convince them that they do have the power to be, do, and have anything and everything that they could ever possibly imagine through the deliberate focus of their thoughts? How do you, as a master teacher, because that's exactly what you are. You are a teacher, you are a healer, right? And amongst many other amazing qualities that you do have that assist yourself, those that surround you, and all of humanity. But what do you say to someone that has had such a terrible upbringing, that has been so surrounded by the, I want to say, darkness, right? And I do also want to veer very quickly onto my question. I'm sorry for this being such a long question. I'm not putting down darkness. Darkness is not a bad thing. Darkness is the contrast. Darkness is actually a really, really beautiful thing. Darkness is what allows us the opportunity to feel the contrasting difference between one thought versus another. Darkness is what allows us to choose the light, right? Yeah. So that's why we do love the darkness, and we do honor its power. We just choose not to put too much energy into it so we don't get sucked into it. So back to the question. Yeah. How do you, as a master teacher, a master healer, a spiritual psychologist, convince someone or a collective group of people that they do have the power to create the life of their dreams when all they've ever known is darkness?
It's a beautiful question, and it's a very loaded question, and it takes quite a few sessions.
I would imagine so.
I'm going to be as simple as I can in telling you and your listeners how I approach that. First of all, I don't see myself as a healer. I see myself as a guidance counselor, as a psychologist who can help people find their own strength within.
And what do you think a healer does?
Well, that's true, I guess. thank you for all those accolades. I really appreciate it.
First of all,
you know, when people come into my office, you know, they want a magic wand, you know, to be pulled out of my briefcase, you know, and waved over their head and, you know, said,
you feel better now.
Some level, you know, if you believe it enough, it's going to work. But, you know, coming from a real difficult environment takes understanding and takes patience and exploring that you have the power within and the strength to forgive others and forgive yourself for feeling so bad.
That's what you've
been through.
That's big. Say that one more time. Say that one more time. That was great.
So what I explain to people is that they do have the power within, and I teach them how to forgive the others who've hurt them growing up, because that's all they knew. Even though they may have been cruel, they have not resolved, let's just say parents. We always try to blame it on the parents, right? But sometimes they have not resolved their own issues based on their upbringing, and that's all they know. That's what they're doing. They're hurting within themselves, but what we have to do is understand that they can cure and allow that to go away. They can cure their own inner problems by understanding others and letting that go. You know, and part of that is compartmentalizing your thoughts. I ask people to put the people who've hurt them in a box and just put them off to the side in that box and view that box, occasionally open it up and see that those people were really basically messed up and hurting themselves and that they projected that on to the innocent souls who were sitting on my couch. And they need to not take it on. And it's a very, you know, sort of rigorous practice we go through. I also explain to them that, you know, when you look into the meaning of the word psyche, you'll find phrases like breath, principle of life, and soul. But if you explore the meaning of the word psychology, you'll find that it means the science of mind and behavior. So in the translation from essence to practice, I think the most important aspect of psyche has been lost. But I recognize, and I try to teach my patients, no matter what religious background they have, that it's sort of restoring the spiritual dimension to their hearts.
Yes.
See? It's sort of a reintegration that is the heart of their own spiritual connection they have with the higher power.
Mm.
So it's more like practicing a conscious awakening. So it begins with the awareness that we reside in two worlds.
Yes.
You know, we have the physical world out there, and we get the pain from the physical world, and we have to deal with people and stress and, you know, family issues and work issues, and, you know, we're familiar with that, and it's a real reality.
Yes.
It's the world we know through our five senses. But I also help them understand that there's another reality beyond the five senses.
Yes.
It's multidimensional, and it's spiritual, no matter what religion they have.
Mm.
And I do not teach religious practices. I just help them find their own light within themselves.
Wow.
So, you know, I sort of help them awaken to their other reality, where they experience, you know, awareness of their joy within the spirit, the sweet, pure spirits that they are, you know, to try to help them love themselves and find peace and be free.
Wow.
And just do all the things and focus on the positives that await them in life, no matter how old they are.
Right.
So that's sort of what I do. And it's... you and I were going to be talking, you know, we shared before the show about how I sort of help people segue into a peaceful state. We were talking about meditation earlier, you and I, right?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I wanted to save this gift, and we will share this right now with the listeners. Dr. Michelle has offered to, actually, this is something that, you know, if you were to go anywhere else, you would have to, it's something you'd pay for or whatever, you know, but, you know, Dr. Michelle has offered to give us a free, 5 to 10 minute meditation session on today's show, teaching us how to calm the mind and focus on positive thoughts, or even, as Dr. Wayne Dyer has taught us, focusing on getting in the gap between your thoughts. Because it is in the gap between your thoughts where all answers lie. It is the gap in the space in between your thoughts. This is what Dr. Wayne Dyer says. He goes, the space in between your thoughts is where God exists, right? And I do believe that God is creation. Call it God, call it creation, call it the universe, call it whatever you want to. The energy of creation is present within all things, everywhere, all space, all time, all matter, everything. Right? But to actually get in tune with, to tune your frequency, your consciousness to the energy of Creator, God, universe, whatever you wish to call it, you find that alignment with Creator in the space between your thoughts. If you guys want more on that, you can go on YouTube and actually type in Getting in the Gap, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Listen to that meditation.
That is a great meditation. Great book.
Yes, it is really profound. So, Doc, I'd probably say maybe at 1:30, if that's all right with you, we can start our meditation.
That sounds great.
We could, you know, we have about five, six minutes just to get the listeners, you know, prepared to clear their minds, prepared to have, first and foremost, an open mind, right? To just simply following the directions of your words behind the 432 megahertz music that we will be playing. And, Doc, I do want to share with you that you have actually, I've had the pleasure of you doing this meditation with me. So this is a formatted meditation. It's not just like Doc is just pulling this out of her butt, right? This is something that she has studied for many years. This is something that she practices on a daily basis. Uh-huh. She walks the walk and talks the talk, which is really cool.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You are the one to thank. And so just keep an open mind with this. Know that the only intention behind us sharing this meditation with you is to offer to you the feeling in the essence of what it feels like to be in alignment with your creative power, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think when we really, we have to calm our thoughts and we have to calm ourselves in order to really get down the road that we want to walk. And, you know, that helps us heal our bodies, helps us heal our minds. And we're not going to do one of those ohm kind of things because it's very hard sometimes for people to switch into that. This is more of a very practical relaxation technique that I teach people. And, you know, you can call it a meditation if you like, but, you know, we'll be doing that in a few minutes. But it's more like something that you can do to really train your body to react with your mind and calm yourself, whether it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes. We all have 5 or 10 minutes out of our lives. We must. If we don't, we've got to find it. Everybody's always trying to, especially in this city we live in, right, Dave?
Oh,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we spend most of our time on the freeways. But it's, you know, we have to find time for ourselves. So this is something that I share, and I'm happy to share with you and your listeners. We'll just do a short form. But I want to also say that the connection between the mind and body is so scientifically founded right now.
Yes.
You must understand that you have to control your body. You have to control the release of the anxiety and the cortisol that goes into the bloodstream, causing anxious symptomology and thoughts to keep going and building into snowballs, you know, larger and larger. I want to encourage you all, if you can, whether it's on, I don't know if it's on Netflix or not, there's an award winning documentary. It's called Heal. Okay. And you might check that out. It's all about the connection between the mind body, and that's what I try to do, is help people take downtime to relax, to get their bodies healing, to get their minds relaxed and healing, so that there's not this constant struggle, so we can wake up in the morning and say, all right, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you for giving me the strength to find the things I want and the excitement in life.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's sort of, you know, but these practices that we're going to do today will sort of help you a little bit.
That's amazing.
You know?
That is, it's truly amazing how someone such as yourself has learned how to, you know, do, like, this just came to my mind, that was my little skip in my words, but hypnosis, you know, you actually studied hypnosis and you've taken hypnosis classes, you've gotten certified in hypnosis, you've gotten certified in, I mean, you have so many certifications, right? And obviously a piece of paper doesn't define, you know, what you're capable of offering to the world. It's your actions that define what you're capable of offering to the world. The piece of paper is just the, you know, physical manifestation that says, yes, this person, you know, took the course and knows how to do it. But the fact that you practice these very profound techniques and you share them with the masses is such a beautiful gift to the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. It brings me joy to bring it to other people, because I want, you know, people just to feel, you know, how lucky they are to be conscious and awake. And even folks who, you know, have illnesses or pain, you know, there is a way to find peace in the calming thoughts. And just sort of hopefully, you know, we can just do a small meditation and relaxation today. And I just want to do a little disclaimer here. If you guys are driving,
yes,
or are operating, what is that on the yeah, you know, medication bottle?
Operating.
If you're operating machinery, please do not listen. Because you can save this meditation and relaxation and listen to it in the archives as soon as we get off the air, when you come to a more relaxed place, either on your couch or easy chair or in your bed, wherever you are in your time zone in the world listening to this.
That's amazing. Yeah. Disclaimer.
It's not a good thing to be driving while you're doing this.
No.
With me.
No. It's
first
really
of all,
not.
You shouldn't close your eyes.
Yeah, that might not be the wisest choice if you are operating a heavy, what is it? Yeah, a motor vehicle or a heavy machinery or anything like that. Yeah, if you guys are driving, we're about to start the meditation, but if you guys are driving, if you really want this meditation, there's two possible ways for you to tap into this. The show obviously will be available in the archives right after the show is broadcasted live. After the live broadcast, this will be available in the archives. So you can go to about 30 minutes in the show, 31, 32 minutes into the show, and listen to this meditation. Or if you're so eager and you're not in a rush to participate in this meditation with Dr. Michelle from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio every Friday at 11, you can pull over, get into a safe space, pull over, lay your car seat back, and just listen to it. Just make sure that you are not putting yourself or anyone else in danger while dropping into these higher vibrational states of consciousness where sometimes you tend to doze off. It is definitely a high, just like you said, like it says on the medication bottle, it is a high, and it's a natural high. It's endorphins being released in your brain because you're deliberately choosing to focus your thoughts in a specific way, which releases these chemicals, which releases, the serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, which releases these happy chemicals in your brain. So it is definitely, it is a way to get high without, taking a substance or altering, your mind with an external tool, right? This is the internal tool to really raise your vibration. And why do you think they call it getting high? Well, it's called getting high because you are raising your vibration. Now, in no way, shape, or form are we condoning getting high from an exterior tool. But, when you feel good, when you feel that like laziness and that effortless flow of energy through your body, when you are high or if you've ever been high from something, your vibration is actually higher. You are raising your vibration for that short period of time that the substance lasts in your body, right?
Excuse me.
So this is the high that Creator intended for us to use, right? So I think we've done the disclaimers, disclosures. I think we've gone over it. Doc, are you ready for the meditation?
I'm ready. Are you going to bring up some 432 megahertz music for me?
Oh, it's on right now. We're playing.
Oh, I love it.
All right, guys. Here we go. Dr. Michelle from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, Channel 1, every Friday at 11. Here with us live on Dave's Good Vibration Station, sharing her beautiful, divine, and angelic meditation technique. Here we go.
All right. First of all, what I want everyone listening to do is just focus on the music. It's 432 megahertz, which is very powerful and relaxing and affects frequencies of our brain. I want you to start thinking about breathing slowly. What I want you to do, if you're sitting relaxed somewhere or lying down, is I want you to start breathing in through your nose slowly. If you have a cold, you can breathe in through your mouth slowly. And I want you to take in the air very slowly. So I want you to see your lungs as a balloon that's filling up with air. Breathe in slowly in your own time. And I want you to hold it for about 2 seconds. And now breathe out through your mouth very slowly. Continue to focus and listen to my voice. And I want you to keep breathing in this manner. Breathe slowly in through your nose, all the way up as high as you can go, filling up your lungs with air. Holding it for a few seconds and breathing out through your mouth very slowly. Keep doing this. You may feel a little lightheaded in your own rhythm as my voice is telling you to do this. And no matter what's going on around you, whatever sounds you may hear, people talking, doors, air conditioning, whatever it is, I want you to just incorporate those sounds into relaxing you more. And I want you to incorporate my voice as the most important sound, along with the music, that's guide you into complete relaxation. Now, you know you need these moments to rest your brain, and your thoughts may wander. Try to just focus on your breathing as I continue talking and the relaxed music behind you. And as the thoughts come in, let them go. Let them just float away like clouds. Continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I encourage you to keep your eyes closed if you can. Now what we're going to do is you're completely relaxing and breathing. I want you to focus on relaxing your muscle tone. So what we're going to do is we're going to relax your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. So let's focus on your forehead right now as you continue to breathe and relax wherever you're sitting or lying. Just think about your forehead relaxing those muscles. Moving down now to your temples. No one's watching, no one cares. Relax the muscles now down to your cheeks and now down the side of your face to your chin and your mouth. Your eyes closed and just visualize as you continue to breathe slowly. Now as you relax your face, we're going to slowly relax the rest of your body. In your mind's eye now, I want you to just see the back of your neck. Relax those neck muscles. Just see those muscles letting go slowly in the back of your neck. And I want you to see that your face is completely relaxed. Your head is supported wherever you're at. And your neck is supported and relaxed. Now let's go, as you follow my voice, into your mind's eye. And I want you to see your muscles relaxing from your neck out to both shoulders. This is where we carry a lot of tension and stress. So what I want you to do is I want you to let the muscles go completely in your shoulders. Now what I want you to do is I want you to focus on relaxing your muscles, completely relaxing from the top of your shoulders and moving down each shoulder, both arms. All the muscles in both arms are completely relaxing. Just see them unwind. Keep your eyes closed and in your mind's eye, visualize this. And as you continue to breathe slowly, let go of the muscle tone. Because I want you to know that when we start to let go of the muscle tone, and we breathe slowly, our thoughts slow down, and we're healing our bodies because our heart rates slow down. Our blood pressure goes down. So as you continue to breathe and focus on your shoulders, moving down both arms, relaxing all the muscles, just let it go. And as you continue to relax, I want you to know that your arms are so heavy and relaxed. You have no desire to lift your arms or move right now because you're so completely happy and relaxed. What I want you to do also is relax your hands. We use our hands so much all of the time, we don't realize. Just let the arm muscles go and your hands let them go. Now in your mind's eye, what I want you to do is visualize. We're going to go back to the top of your neck. We're going to move down your neck. And we're going to visualize the muscles going around down both shoulders again and down your back. So let the muscles go completely. I see them relaxing. Do you? They're relaxing now from the top of your shoulders all the way down your back, past your shoulder blades, down to the middle of your back, all the way down to your lower back. And you're completely supported wherever you're at, on a couch or a bed or a chair. Just let those go. This is what you deserve right now, is letting go of the muscle tension. Now visualize going back up to the top of your shoulders, moving about around to the front of your chest. As you breathe in and breathe out, let those chest muscles go. Just let those chest muscles go. Visualizing now down around your chest, down to your stomach, visualizing that. Now what I want you to do is just see your stomach muscles letting go. Now what I want you to do is let your muscles go around your back. Now you can see those muscles just going and relaxing completely. Now what I want you to do is I want you to just relax and see those muscles in your mind's eye as you completely calm and you've let go from the top of your head, now down to your stomach. What we're going to do is visualize those muscles around your thighs. Now you're going to let those muscles go completely as you continue to relax. From the top of your legs, down both thighs, all the way down to both calves. Let the muscles in your legs completely relax and go. Give it up. Give it up right now. Just allow yourself to relax. You have no desire to lift your legs right now because they're so heavy and relaxed. Your whole body is completely relaxing now. You've let go of the muscle tension. And isn't it wonderful how your mind has completely allowed you to do this as you focus in your mind's eye on your body completely relaxing and your breath has taken over in a very nice slow motion to take over. Completely relaxed. And moving down now from both legs down to your feet. Just let your feet completely relax all the way on the top of your feet to the tips of your toes. Let them completely relax. And now your body is really comfortable. And while you relax, what I want you to do is I want you to know that you can do this anytime you wish when you're in a relaxed state. You can listen to this again and again and get yourself into the state of focusing on your body and your breath. And this will empower you to completely let go, because we need to do this every day in our lives, whatever time you have. Now let's go to the mind part. While you continue to breathe and your body's relaxed, I want you to go in your mind to the most beautiful place of the most beautiful time in your life that you can imagine. A happy time, a moment with a loved one, whoever that person may be, with winning or achieving something and the feeling you got from that, with being in a beautiful environment, whether it's lying on a beautiful beach or being in a mountaintop. Just go there in your mind's eye as you're completely relaxed and experience that feeling of joy. Relive that feeling that you had of complete and utter excitement and joy. And keep your muscles relaxed and keep your mind relaxed. And don't forget your slow breathing and your control. And know that as many times as you can relive these beautiful moments that you conjure up and relive and refeel the joy, the accomplishment, the excitement, you can Really enjoy these again and again when you're completely relaxed. Each and every time you do this, you're infusing your brain with positive energy because you're recalling the positive things. And this in turn will get you in a good vibration. And when you're in a good vibration of thoughts, you're in a higher vibration. Know that what happens is everything that you put out there will come back to you in a positive way. So stay in this positive place. Try to keep your mind focused on this feeling of whatever you've accomplished, or this beautiful beach you're laying on, your favorite place, or your first kiss, or the moments that bring you joy and excitement in your life. Stay here for a little bit longer. So know that you have the power to go back here, and you have the power to take these moments to relax and breathe into breaks from your daily life. And the more that you do this, the better you'll feel, the more relaxed you'll feel, the healthier you will be, because you're allowing your body to release healing hormones. You're allowing body to release relaxation. And the more you do this, the better off you'll feel, the healthier you'll be. You'll lower your blood pressure. You will become healthier. And also, it's resting your mind. This is what meditation is all about, is being in the now of relaxation, focusing on breath, focusing on positive times, focusing on good things for you. I want you to stay here a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. Embrace these beautiful feelings that you have right now. Just embrace them and enjoy them. Breathing in this beautiful place. Now what I want you to do is slowly, slowly, I want you to start coming back to where you're at, on your chair or your bed or wherever you're at, relaxed right now. I want you to start really being conscious of keeping your muscle tension low, but being really excited about waking up a little bit more and moving on with your life, because you've given your mind a great rest. You've given your positive thoughts, and you've released a lot of those positive chemicals in your body that bring you health. So what I want you to do now is I'm going to count you up from 1 to 10. And as I do, you're going to become more awake. You're going to feel very alert, as if you've had a really nice rest. This is what I call little Einstein breaks. So what I'm going to do is count you up from 1 to 10. And with each number that I go up, you'll become more and more alert and awake. But you're going to feel refreshed, and you're going to feel fully, fully energized. But not excited in a negative way. No anxiety. Your muscle tension will begin to just be at a good spot. Not too tight, but ready for the rest of your day or evening. So let's go right now as you continue to wake up slowly. We're going to start with number 1, 2. You're at 3 now, and you're waking up a little more. 4. Waking up a little bit more and feeling more into this reality around you. 5. Getting out of your comfort zone, and you might pick your head up if you're lying on a bed, or kind of get your shoulders up. 6. Waking up more and more, feeling more alert, feeling as if you had a really good rest. You're at 7 now. 8. 9. Almost completely refreshed. And now as we reach 10, I want you to just open your eyes and feel completely relaxed and yet alert. I want you to be awake and completely relaxed. And if you can do this moment, if you can do these times every day, once a day, no matter what time you can do it in, carve that time out, and you'll feel healthier. You'll have more energy because you're bringing yourself back into an alpha or a theta brainwave when you do these relaxations. And you're breathing, and you're going to good places, which we all need to do because there's too much chaos in our minds. So I thank you all for being with me at this moment of waking up and feeling better, hopefully more refreshed.
Wow.
And now you can go on with your day in a better place.
Wow. Dr. Michelle, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of our hearts for sharing that with us. You are so amazing. You are so amazing. As you know, we have come to the conclusion of our time for today's show, and you couldn't have ended it in a more perfect and sacred and divine way. I want to say thank you, Dr. Michelle, for your unconditional love and your desire to assist humanity in raising their vibrations and creating literally heaven on earth, a more beautiful
My pleasure.
For all beings. Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 here on LATalkRadio.com on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Thank you so much, Doc.
My pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Always a great time to be with you.
You made so many people's days today. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Love you so dearly, and we will speak
soon. Love you so much. Thanks, Davey.
Bye-bye. Wow, what a powerful meditation, guys. Thank you, Dr. Michelle. You are truly amazing. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to check us out on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. You can also email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Love you guys so dearly. And also make sure to check out our sponsors. That's twitch.tv/midDream_LA for high vibration, creative, and empowering live streams every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Love you guys with all of our hearts, and we will see you next Sunday. Stay in the bliss. Peace.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Live. Live from Los Angeles, this is LA Talk Radio, broadcasting for the seventh year.